Lamplight Audiobooks presents The Girl Who Came Home to Cornwall by Emma Birstall. Narrated by Georgia Maguire. Chapter 1. Rick adjusted the postcard display outside his gift shop, wondering idly if customers would mind about the odd dog-eared corner and dirty smudge. He hoped not. Some of the cards had certainly seen better days, but there was nothing wrong with the photos on the front of the stunning Cornish coastline, whitewashed fishermen's cottages, and quaint cobbled streets. Trouble was, folk didn't seem to send so many cards these days. They stuck their pictures on Facebook and the like instead. Shame. He could still remember how his mother, long since gone, had given pride of place on her mantelpiece to the cards she'd received. She'd read them over and over, sometimes out loud, with an annoying running commentary thrown in. Uncle Graham and Auntie Maeve have gone to Majorca this year. Fancy that! It was the Costa Brava last year and the year before. I expect they wanted a change of scenery. And, the hotel looks nice. I hope that pool's heated. Otherwise, if I know Maeve, she won't be setting foot in it. A sudden gust sent the multicoloured windmills in a bucket by Rick's feet, swirling around, and light caught the shiny foil, making him blink. It was the first Saturday in June, sunny and bright, but the air was still cool, especially at night when you needed a sweater. A few postcards fluttered off the rotating display stand that he carried from his shop, treasure trove, every morning, and placed on the uneven cobbles. As he knelt down to gather them together, something made him turn to look over his shoulder, up narrow, winding South Street, past the rows of shops and cottages that led to Humble Hill. At first, all he could make out was a moving mass of colour. Canary yellow with splashes of emerald, pillar box red and royal blue. He narrowed his eyes, and as the image came into focus, he started, nearly knocking the display stand flying, and had to steady himself against the wall.
What the?
Sashaying towards him, in a swishing yellow skirt with a bright green pattern, was the most attractive woman that he thought he'd ever seen. From his squatting position, he scanned quickly upwards, taking in her strappy red espadrilles, shapely calves, slim waist and generous bust, encased in a tight blue cardigan. He had to pinch himself to make sure that he wasn't daydreaming. She paused for a moment, bending down to retie the
sample complete. Ready to continue?